You're listening to episode 56 of the Sci Fidelity Podcast, More Than Meets the Suck. The Sci Fidelity Podcast contains adult content and mature language, so even though we are talking about the wonderful childhood experience of Transformers, you should not let your children listen.
I think Brian got real excited at that idea.
Yeah, Brian got wood, so.
Sweet.
Just a little bit of wood.
But more than a little bit, he lifted up the whole table. It's disturbing.
I don't know. I've just always thought when the show does a musical, it's because they're out of ideas. So I just think we should do a musical.
Holy shit.
What?
We have an idea for what we're going to do next. We're not out of ideas. Dick.
I will say, in the case of, and yeah, I did used to watch the show. In the case of Grey's Anatomy, I absolutely agree. That episode fucking sucked.
Scrubs had a musical episode. It was good.
Hey, Buffy had an awesome fucking musical episode.
Well, yeah, there you go.
I'm not saying that they're bad. It's just saying that
You're just saying that they're bad.
They're getting desperate.
Actually, no.
I think what he's saying is Brian hates Joss Whedon. And on that note, welcome to the Sci Fidelity Podcast.
Family Guy has a bunch of musical episodes.
Family Guy loves to do fucking musical episodes. Family
we
Guy,
know that's Seth that's doing it, so. Yeah.
He does nothing but musical episodes. This is Patrick.
This is Brian.
This is Steve. See how that was like right in time?
Yeah.
So that you still haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
You.
Oh yeah, I started it. This is Michael. Didn't I say it?
No.
Fuck it. Whatever.
You know what?
I'm a little drunk right now.
But
this is the
not.
Polished precision that you've come to expect from the Sci Fidelity Podcast.
Whatever.
It runs like a well-oiled machine.
That's falling down the side of a mountain.
Yes.
But it's a well-lubricated mountain.
Wow. I don't even know what that means. What does that even mean?
Brian has a way of stopping the conversation dead in his tracks.
You are the emergency
skill,
parachute
sir.
Right there.
If we put in sound effects, that would be perfect time for tires screeching.
Either that fucking or the sound Ryan. You got on The Price is Right when you do something really stupid. Don't do it. Do
do do do.
Really? You guessed $2. What are you, an idiot?
For a Jaguar. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Bob would never say that, but Drew might. Drew might say that. Really?
Really?
You gonna? I'll tell you what. We'll just pretend like you didn't say that. You can take another guess.
Why don't you take another guess? Seriously, take another guess.
You think
if you keep saying $2, I will have to come down there.
I will cut a bitch. You think Bob wouldn't do that? Especially Bob close to retirement, he didn't give a shit.
This is Happy Gilmore Bob.
That was Bob on cruise control at the end there, wasn't it? He's going to skate the rest of this out.
Old rage! Wow, we're not talking about shit.
That was the plan. That was the only game show I ever watched when I was a little kid.
I used to watch a lot of The Price is Right. Yeah. I watched a lot of game shows, though.
The Price is Right for me was when you're sick home, mm-hmm. From home from school. And because it always came on about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I'm seeing that during the weekdays when I'm home from school.
I watched summer. I watched Price is Right. I watched Joker's Wild. I watched Wheel of Fortune. I watched Jeopardy. Man, I watched all that shit.
Well, some of those were evening shows, though, right?
Yeah, like, true.
Jeopardy is in the evening.
Well, you would get
little
with
kid,
a lot of them.
I like the big wheel, the big vertical wheel.
I like Plinko.
Amazing.
Plinko. Well,
I had dreams about that crazy wheel. So I wanted a wheel that big.
I think Brian said he wanted to fuck the wheel.
What would you do with the wheel, though, Brian?
I don't know. I was like five. I just thought the wheel was awesome.
I mean, I know when I was a kid, I wanted a fire truck, I don't know what the hell I was going to do with a fire truck if I had one.
You would drive
when
it.
I was a kid.
I wouldn't drive it, though, because I was afraid. You know, a big-ass fire truck. Can you imagine?
You know what I wanted as a kid? Like, I really wanted this, and I came up with plans to possibly build one. I wanted a hovercraft.
Oh, dude.
I wanted a hovercraft when I was a fucking kid. I wanted that shit so bad.
When I saw what it takes to make a hovercraft, mm-hmm. you know, you see Mr. Wizard make a small version of a hovercraft, I was like, this could be mine. I can do this.
I just need a fan. I just need a really big fucking fan. That's all I need.
Really find a large rubber skirt of some kind. Damn my childlike manners.
I had fantasies about having a goddamn hovercraft when I was a kid. That and being a galactic bounty hunter. I was a weird kid.
No, I think I had the galactic bounty hunter riding a hovercraft fantasy too. I did
that one. Who the fuck didn't have the galactic bounty hunter riding a hovercraft?
Now,
you want to know what shook a lot of that up for me was when Neverending Story came out. And I was like, apparently I need a racing snail.
Racing snails? I wanted a luck dragon.
Yeah.
Luck dragon would have been great too, but everybody's going to have a luck dragon if we're getting our wishes.
Yeah. Did any of racing you have the G.I. Joe hovercraft playset toy vehicle? Oh, they had an awesome G.I. Joe hovercraft toy. That thing was one of the best as far as playability. That inside, outside.
Didn't it just have wheels on the bottom?
Huh?
Did it just have wheels on the bottom?
No, it just had wheels.
It was plastic shaped like the skirt, but it had like the four little wheels on the bottom.
What the fuck did you think they were going to give you an operating hovercraft?
What?
I had the little buggy, the dune buggy.
Oh, the dune buggy was good. I like the dune buggy. Had that huge cannon on top.
Yep.
The Cobra Hiss.
You always wondered how the recoil wouldn't just flip the thing.
The thing that I remember, the toy that I remember a lot as a kid that I had was Megatron. And I think about to this day. It was like, that got me shot in some places.
I had Megatron and I had Optimus Prime. Yeah. And my brother broke Bumblebee and I hated him for it.
Nah, that explains a lot.
You know what? Bumblebee was easy to break.
He kind of was.
He was the little cheapy plastic. Like, you know what? This is what we used to put in Cracker Jack boxes. But now... You're going to spend $4.99 for this.
You heard where they got those toys, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Like, you could tell that there's
where? Well, they just would buy the rights to all these from Asian toy designs and just whatever, any Transformer-like thing that anyone would have, they would buy the rights to use the molds and produce them. So the quality and the design
were all over the place.
All over the place because some of them were really, really cheap toys.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, no, that's why the Transformers, there was no real design aesthetic to them or commonality to how they were constructed.
That's true.
And I had a generic one of the Dinobots, the one that looked like a Triceratops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a generic version of him, the original one with the actual, non-English writing all over the box, completely different. He had wings. They took the wings off for
They took the wings off. The Triceratops didn't have wings.
Yeah, but the original had wings. And I had the purple guy that turned into a ray gun who was kind of like Megatron's
Shockwave.
I had the gray, army green Shockwave.
Nice.
The original army green Shockwave that Shockwave was based on.
It's important to be scientifically accurate about the robot that turned into a dinosaur.
Yes.
Yeah, so
you act like you don't know that. Hey, look, you know that.
There's a backstory about that robot that is clearly given in the show, and it didn't have fucking wings. All right, so don't give me a toy with wings on it. I'll be all pissed off. Well, like the Skyfire, which is basically just the Macross.
Robotech. My friend had the Robotech Macross thing that was that was Skyfire.
As a kid, I thought. This thing looks a whole lot like Robotech, but I didn't really put a whole lot of thought into that because this is my first time hearing this. I did not know.
That's why their toy quality was all over the place.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
That's the one toy that didn't actually look like its cartoon representation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only one. All the rest.
You're talking about Macross?
Yeah, the Skyfire.
Yeah.
And I give, everybody's like, Transformers is just, a thing to sell toys. Fuck that. I give them credit because everything on that show looked like the toy that you would buy.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Which was fucking awesome. Like, even if it was like, you know what? That looks like a funky looking, train car with the little wing on the back that's supposed to turn into the space shuttle. I'm like, hey, that's cool, because when I buy it, it's going to have that. It's fucking
now,
awesome.
I am curious.
That's easy to do when the whole cartoon is a commercial for the toy.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not bitching. I'm just saying that's not difficult to do when the whole cartoon is a commercial.
You know what? That's a win-win. They gave me a nice, fun, engrossing story that has enriched my childhood, and I gave them my $4 allowance for like 3 years.
Now,
so yeah,
I do wonder. Did they when they did the big screen movie Transformers, the good one?
Yeah.
Did they? Those had new characters introduced. Were those based on pre-existing toys, or were those, did they actually have to get off their butt and design some new toys to go with the movie?
First off, did they ever have an RC toy? Because I remember thinking as a kid, there is no fucking way you can make an RC toy have it look like
that.
Oh, I know they had Cup. They had RC. They had Hot Rod too, and Rodimus Prime.
Well, I had Hot Rod. Yeah, so that car was awesome. So why would you buy Hot Rod?
So I'm just saying, I remember wondering, because I remember thinking as a kid, I don't remember there being an RC toy, because I was specifically looking for that one. Because when you watch the movie, whenever she transformed, that shit looks weird.
Well, the transformation doesn't always.
Was it Mattel?
Hasbro. The transformation didn't always follow.
No,
what
but
they
that's
show.
Why.
Oh,
I
it never
to see the
followed.
Toy.
Well,
that's why I wanted to
loosely
see it.
Follow.
Sometimes when they did the intricate transformation, it normally followed. Sometimes they just like, hey, I'm just gonna crouch and now I'm a car.
Yeah,
that wouldn't follow.
You could tell by how quickly the sound effect played.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. The animators were like, fuck this shit. I don't even know. Fuck, you can suck it.
Listen, you know what this shit looks like.
It matters how late into the series it was.
Did they actually design any toys for that line, or was every single thing a knockoff?
I think they did, because Ultra Magnus was basically just Optimus Prime, but the truck was painted white, and then they made a little plastic helmet that they put over the Optimus Prime head, and it was the Ultra Magnus head. And
so they designed a helmet.
Well, they designed a helmet. He was a vehicle carrier, so they... So basically what they did was they designed this big plastic car carrier thing, and then that would transform,
that one.
And then they would shove basically Optimus Prime's body into that, put a different head on it, and it would be Ultra Magnus.
Yeah.
And it had like the big giant fists that get into the thing and the rocket launchers on the side. Yeah. So, you know.
And the pipes didn't become guns.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. I can't hear the name Ultra Magnus without thinking first Prime. Then Ultra Magnus, now you. It's a shame you Autobot die so easily. I might get a sense of satisfaction.
Well done.
I do remember both Cup and, was it Rodimus? He had the hood with the flames. He was red.
And then when he got upgraded.
Yeah, okay.
That was a different
toy. I got to play with both of them, and they both had fixed legs, like from the waist down, they were just basically solid once they were transformed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that they would stand very nicely, but they had the legs couldn't move, they couldn't sit. Well, and I do wonder if that it was actual similarity in design, like the same person might have designed both of those. So I wonder, did they actually make the toys for that movie?
I think after the movie, I think they started making their own toys.
Okay.
Because it's kind of hard to repurpose toys now that it's part of this thing. I mean, they were putting a whole bunch of Japanese things in the way they'd heard of. But point, it's become this deal. So.
And now they didn't do that with G.I. Joe. Every G.I. Joe was custom built by Hasbro. Yeah.
Well, and what I was going to say was you can kind of look at the old show before the movie. That kind of had this hodgepodge feel of we're just throwing in characters left and right. I mean, they wrote it in a way so that it made sense. I'm not saying they did it crappily. I'm just saying if you really look at it, it's like, oh yeah, this show was just kind of we're just going to throw in random shit regularly.
Hang on. I think season one, you kind of have the hodgepodge, right? Mm-hmm. They had, Reflector, which was the camera, which is really three robots that linked up in the one, and you're like, all right, this doesn't feel like any of the rest of them. And then there was, some of the, the Bumblebees and the Wind Chargers and
Cliff Jumper, a microscope.
And the three versions of Jazz.
Yeah, three versions of Jazz. You mean Jazz, Prowl, and Sunstreaker?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, Sunstreaker was Sideswipe's brother. That was the Well, so was the Lamborghini.
I remember there were the three cassette tapes.
And Sun Streaker was.
There was a couple of bands.
Yeah,
I remember
Soundwave.
Yeah, well, there was Ironhide.
There was
Ratchet.
Ironhide and Ratchet.
But then there's Trailbreaker, who was the Trailblazer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody thought long and hard on that name, right?
What was Wheeljack? I just remember Wheeljack is the one that had the shit on the side of his face, right?
Yes.
Motorcycle?
No. He was a. I forget. I don't know what kind of car he was, but he was kind of like a racing car. He had racing stripes on him. He was their resident scientist until.
You know the main thing that I remember about Wheeljack.
Remember very clearly.
Wheeljack was one of those characters that I remember liking, and then when I saw the movie, he was just one of the bodies.
He was just
on the ground,
just murdered.
Like, had no role in the movie other than a dead body that RC walks over. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, you know.
But
that was such a good movie. I remember seeing that movie with my friend. Man, that was just... I walked away from it going, holy shit, they killed everybody.
Yeah,
they killed everybody.
Yeah. I don't think I really thought about it. I remember thinking as a kid, that was kind of dark. I don't think I thought about it. And I know we've talked about this on the show before. I don't think I really thought about this till I was older, but that movie's dark. There are bodies.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers get dropped into acid in that goddamn movie.
Well, that's that line that we just recited.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I remember it is because it was so dark.
Yeah.
The guy's like, yeah, I killed him, and now I'm going to kill you. It's a shame that you all die because I'm getting sick of killing y'all and not like, feeling nothing.
I don't even get nothing out of
this. Yeah, I
don't
get nothing out of it.
That damn sure never happened on the Snorks.
No fucking shit, right?
I'll tell you this. If that shit happened to fucking Smurfs, I think I might have... That shit had dark potential.
It did.
Smurfs had dark potential.
Imagine.
I never went that route, but that shit had dark potential.
You can't
potential.
Be having named Smurfs getting eaten by Azrael. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was the whole fucking point. Was
you got anonymous Smurfs, right? Because it was a whole village of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
We only knew the names of about 15 of them.
But none of them ever got
named. Yeah, no, because they kept their numerical continuity straight. First there was 100, then they got Smurfette, so it was 101. And they picked up Baby Smurf, so that was 102.
I remember thinking,
my God, they're actually keeping these numbers straight.
They're keeping it straight better than New BSG did.
Which is why they didn't have Dexter Smurf, who would just walk up and slit the Smurf's throat.
That's right. Hi, I'm Stabby Smurf.
Now, one would think that Smurfs might have blue blood, but when... Hefty Smurf had a heart. It was red, which sort of implies that their blood's red.
Either that or they just have, they didn't want to tattoo like a blue on his arm, which is already blue.
What kind of sense does that make, Ryan?
It makes sense if you know about science.
Flesh tone colored skin.
Yeah. Really? So do I, but it does not the same color.
Yeah.
There's
but that doesn't mean my
blue
blood
that,
is red.
You know what I love? Steve said, yeah, and moved on. Yeah. Like he didn't even accept what you just said.
I got it. It's a black-white joke. Thank you for dancing on it some, Michael.
It's what I do.
So anyway, you were berating Brian because
yeah, my blood ain't
way more
my
red
blood ain't
that
color.
Than there is like blue. So
that he points at me and calls me that.
Well, he didn't point at me and called me that. You might get punched in the face.
Teletubby on your ass.
This is a violent ass. Wow.
Just gonna let that sit.
Yeah. Wow.
I was going to go back
so,
to...
You know what? I was going to... Okay, you said you were going
to... I was
going
to
go
back to... Well, I had started and we got on a tangent, but like I think second season of Transformers, I think they actually got a design aesthetic because most of those Transformers started being uniform.
Well, I just...
Like all the ones that would... Like the five that would make a robot, like those were all basically the exact same design. So somebody built that and then kind of replicated it the way they all came together.
I just remember watching the show and it would be like, you know, one episode, you know, everything would be fine. And then randomly they would be like, you know what? Let's just get a bunch of dinosaurs, a bunch of robots that look like dinosaurs. How about that? And then, you know, okay, whatever. That's fine. Whatever. Just move on. Whatever. And then a couple of episodes later, you know, well, let's get some insects up in this motherfucker.
I don't get that. I mean, they were running out of ideas. They didn't want to have the robot that turns into a building. You know what I mean?
I remember.
Yeah, they waited until season three for that. It's Metroplex.
I remember.
He turns into a city.
And Trypticon. Yeah.
I actually thought those were cool. I think I had a Metroplex when I was a kid.
Oh, I got both. I was big on
I had a
Metroplex and Trypticon.
You know the one that I wanted and never actually got? The Six Changer. I think his name was the Six Changer.
No. He had a name. His name was it Six Shooter?
I don't know. I can't remember what his name was. I just remember one.
I had, you know what? It was kind of a letdown because most of it was like, okay, he was a dog with wings. Okay, mm-hmm. that's that. And then he was a tank. Mm-hmm. Then he turned into a car, which basically looked like the tank, except the gun was missing. And then he turned into a plane, which basically looked like the tank, but with wings on it. I mean, after a certain point, there's only so much I can do with these parts.
Yeah.
Doesn't wings. Matter. In the end, you're going to go out like a bitch to Hot Rod.
See, I have to admit, I remember looking at the pictures of that one and thinking, yeah, that doesn't work. They can't put that much changing into one toy. Yeah.
I remember seeing that, too. And the little tiny wings pop out on this tank, and now it flies? Didn't click. I was looking at that going, that can't be right.
I do remember reading an interview with the guy.
Well, you remember some robots couldn't fly.
Yeah. Six Shot was his name.
It's Six Shot. I knew it was something like Six Shooter.
All right. I will give you that it was a stupid name.
No,
playing up the fact that he turns into six things.
I remember it being stupid. Even as a kid, I was like, that name's stupid.
He does turn into a gun, too.
Yeah.
There's a nice image that you can get that shows everything he transforms into and how they're all basically the same thing. Yeah.
Are there?
I remember reading an interview with the guy who wrote the G.I. Joe comics. Or maybe it was a guy who worked with him. It might have been. And
anyway.
He said, yeah, the frustration that he wanted to do these character arcs with Scarlet and Snake Eyes and his big, and they kept coming up with, here's some new, a bunch of new figures. You've got to work them in. And here's a bunch of new vehicles.
You're talking about the G.I. Joe comics, comic books, just said Transformers. I can tell you who the guy is who did the G.I. Joe comic. His name was Larry Hama.
Okay. Yeah. And I remember I did read a lot of those comics. A friend of mine had a huge stack of them, and I read a lot of those, and I was very impressed with the plot arcs and stuff. They seemed much more complex than when I saw the G.I. Joe cartoon. I was like, this is bullshit.
You want to hear something cool that you would appreciate?
It's pretty universal, though, right?
You want to hear something cool that you would appreciate, Brian? IDW, who got the G.I. Joe franchise long after Marvel stopped doing it, because they're still running now.
Yeah.
They got Larry Hama to continue doing the series, and what they did was they continued it from his last issue, like same numbering and everything.
Oh.
They just continued the comic from it, and he's like, well, now you can write the comics that you wanted to write.
Okay. Because
now you're not tied to a toy line. So whatever you wanted to do back then, or if you want to do something different now, that's fine. You can now write the comic you want to write. And yeah, and I think that comic is still going, actually.
Oh, nice. All right. Oh, I like it.
It's pretty universal, though, that the comic book is richer than the cartoon series or the TV series.
Well, it depends on what came first, because if you're getting a comic book, because they did a Gargoyles comic book that was supposed to come after the Gargoyles cartoon, and it was even done by the same people that did the cartoon, like the good cartoon, not that third season bullshit that we won't even talk about. No, they got the is it like Adam Weisberg? I can't remember his name. I think that's his name. But anyway, they got him to come back, and it just didn't live up. There's just some things that work really, really well as a TV show that don't work. I'm a firm believer that some things work in certain formats, and I don't even think you should try to do it in the other format. I just think you should try to find some other way to do it.
That's quite
What comes to mind is The Tick.
Yeah.
Mm.
I tried to read the book. Didn't click. Wasn't the same. Because it was the voice and the timing and the humor. And
the funny thing is, the Tick comic book, in that case, the Tick comic book actually came first, but they so nailed that cartoon.
Yeah.
That it was like, I can't really
the
go.
The Tick cartoon was awesome.
The Tick cartoon was amazing.
I found it through the cartoon and then was quite disappointed when I got a hold of the comic book. And
that's what
it.
Happened
like,
to
this
me.
Is nowhere near as fun or clever. Did you see that live action Tick series?
I did not.
A lot of people like that. I could not get into it.
It was cute. The problem was because they had such a limited budget, it was basically not much more than a sitcom budget. You can do superhero act super stupid, or you can do superhero in a supermarket. And they could only afford the latter. So all the jokes were superhero in a supermarket jokes. And they were funny, but the Tick cartoon was able to do superhero does super stupid and bounce back and forth between accidentally knocking over a building and worrying about how you're going to pay your taxes.
This was on
like a season, wasn't it?
No, he was asking how long ago it was, right?
Yeah. How long ago was it?
That was about 7 or 8 years. It's been a while.
Yeah, no, it was quite a while ago.
Here's what I'll say about this, and this is actually a really good example of that, is Yeah, you can't do a live action Tick show because with the animated Tick show, you don't have to worry about a budget.
Yeah,
you could do whatever the fuck you want to do.
It's the same budget for no matter what you want to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the same budget no matter what you do. Basically, it's kind of like that's why a lot of people. I made the argument with the comic book. You can do nowadays you can do a lot more, but back in the days, because when they were conscious about movie budgets for comic book movies, because comic book movies weren't selling until recently, so they weren't willing to put a whole
until they made good ones.
Yeah. So there was a lot of people, they weren't willing to put in a whole bunch of money into a comic book movie. So for the longest time, I used to make the argument, yeah, there's shit that you could do in a comic book that you can't. They won't let you do, because they won't give you the budget to do it. Now that they've gotten wildly successful, yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want now in a fucking comic book movie, because now they'll throw all kinds of money at that shit now.
I thought that
Superman was first, right? Superman was first to do that comic book to a movie?
Probably.
I'm not actually sure about
that.
I think the Spider-Man one actually predates
that.
There's
a Spider-Man one in the 60s or 70s, and then the...
That was huge?
No.
That's the point that we're making.
So the first one that was big that was well-received.
The first one that was big and well-received, yeah.
Then between the end of the Superman, like the 80s series of Superman, there's a huge dry streak of failure.
That's because Superman 3 and Superman 4... kind of shit the bed there. I was trying to be nice, but yeah, it shit the bed.
Whenever I think about it, I think about the numerous, because they have no success stories until the recent movies. That's why I find it funny comes to movies.
Batman.
Spider-Man.
No, let me finish. I was going to say Marvel had success stories until recently. No. That was the point that I was about to make.
Okay.
DC and Marvel have kind of swapped places where they used to make really, really good comic book movies, and now they make shitty ones. And Marvel they made only shitty movies, and now something like X-Men or Blade happened, and they were like, well, you mean this can be good? I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah.
Good is an option?
Are we
going to
get a Justice League movie? Are we going to get a Justice League movie?
They're trying, but they're having trouble because every time they try to start one up, to start up a series to do what like Avengers did, like they come up, like that's what Green Lantern was supposed to do. It was supposed to be setting it up, and they, like he said, the bed on that one.
We need Green Lantern 2.0.
Oh, no, they've already said if they do it now, that they're just ignore that. They're going to pull a Hulk where they're just going to ignore that movie was made.
Well, good.
Oh, come on.
You know, standing on its own, that Green Lantern movie wasn't bad. I got to say that it's it's watchable.
Is it?
It is.
In repeat watchings, because it comes on cable.
Okay, because I've only seen it the once.
Yeah, you saw it. So we saw it at the theater, and you kind of come away from like, eh. And I kind of felt the same way, and then it came on cable, and I put it on and just had it on in the background, and I'm like, okay, this isn't too bad. I guess I might have expected too much from it, but it's just it's not great.
It's like, origin. It's not, they're only doing origin in it, you know.
Well, one thing that I don't have a problem with that because Green Lantern has a really cool and a particularly complicated one. Here's what I will say.
He spends most of the time in his suit,
Green Lantern doesn't have like the fully recognizable background origin like say Superman or Spider-Man, so I can understand needing a whole movie to explain his origin. Now, I think the beef I had, and I freely acknowledge, because this is something that I tell people not to do, and I freely acknowledge that I think I did this by accident. Green Lantern is one of my favorite fucking comic book characters, because the way it's been handled in the comic book has been fucking awesome for like the last 10 years. And this movie was made in the middle of that, and I was like, oh, great, they're going to bring like these really awesome stories they've been doing in the comic book to the movie. And then I got to the movie, and I was like, I suppose this isn't terrible, but this is...
This is the one I was expecting.
Parallax was
I find this amusing. We all went and watched Green Lantern so that we could talk about it on the podcast while it was in theaters. And then every time we recorded a podcast, we like didn't quite get around. We had better things to talk about than that movie that was kind of meh. And so now, years later, we're finally getting the Green Lantern podcast that I paid $10 for.
Hey, bro.
At least you're not bitter.
Brian, damn.
So you got that.
Have you been holding something back? Shit.
You know, we should talk more about what you're feeling.
You fucking assholes. You know how much money I spent to watch that pilot?
I do now.
I'm guessing Brian didn't like that movie.
Holy shit!
Was definitely a DVD watcher, and I was like, "Well, okay, I'll do it for the podcast because we gotta do, we're gonna do this for the podcast."
Damn, son!
It's dedication right there. Yeah. Well, he took one for the team.
I've seen a lot of movies for the podcast. Like, all right, I should probably go see this.
I don't remember telling you to go see any movies.
No, I'm just saying, you guys are going to talk about it, and then I'm going to be like, oh, whoa, what is happening?
Oh, I don't want to be like Steve, didn't see it.
You know, this whole thing started up with us. We were going to talk about After Earth, and he brought that shit up. Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen After Earth.
Well, none of us have.
None of us have. I think that's the whole reason
that was the reason that we were going to talk about it.
I want to say, really, I'm not really that excited to see it.
Well, I know that's the whole point. Like, I have a list of movies. I know we did our what's coming up, and there's a list of movies that are on there. And some of them I'm not super excited about, but we'll see where they go. But After Earth is not one of those.
I'm planning to see it.
I'm planning to see it, but I don't know.
It's kind of comes on cable.
It's kind of hard to get excited about an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I mean, I used to love M. Night Shyamalan. Fucking Sixth Sense was amazing. I really like, I think for the longest time, I thought Unbreakable was the best comic book movie ever made, even though it wasn't actually based on a comic book.
Right.
But it was basically a comic book. And I was like, that movie was awesome. And then he made Signs, which I liked, and then he made The Village, which I kind of didn't like, but I think other people, like, I didn't dislike it so much that.
Sixth Sense?
I said Sixth Sense first.
Yeah, you talked about Sixth Sense.
Right. No, and The Village is one where I didn't quite like it, but I didn't hate it. Like, I just thought it was kind of mediocre. I thought it didn't live up to the other ones, but I know people that love that movie, so I don't shit on The Village. However, every movie after The Village has been some of the worst movies I have ever seen.
Well, I'm in a weird place right now where I can appreciate the whole theater-going experience and not really care what's on the screen. I just want to be in the theater.
Bring me
another
beer.
Exactly. Exactly.
I just want beer in a theater. I just want beer in a dark room where something's showing.
It's dark and it's cool in here. It ain't humid and I got a beer in my hand. This movie is fucking awesome.
It's hard to complain with just that.
Pee Wee Herman's not in the back drinking off.
That's not necessarily.
Hey, they're not throwing popcorn.
Oh. I just completely lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I kind of did. After Earth.
After Earth. Oh, brain just rebooted. Yeah. Well, see, it's not even M. Night Shyamalan. It's not even that.
Although that's not a positive
thing. You hate the Smiths?
No. I don't hate the Smiths.
Fuck Will Smith.
I don't hate the Smiths, but I mean, I like Will Smith. He had a nice string of movies, whatever.
Yeah, but it's a low confidence proposition in my book.
Well, the thing is, it's like a coming of age story of his kid. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm past that point where I'm like, oh yeah, I could picture myself like, oh, it's just some whiny little bitch about, oh, I'm so scared about being on the surface of the earth.
What was the other movie his kid was in? That was
Karate Kid.
Yeah, I saw Next Karate. But what
was just the Karate Kid.
It
was a reboot.
And they made it Kung Fu instead of Karate.
Yeah,
whatever.
I saw Karate Kid. I thought he was good in that.
The Kung Fu Kid.
And then he was in what else was he in?
I think that was it.
The one where he's broke and living on the streets, and it's loosely based on a true story.
Oh, you mean The Pursuit of Happiness?
Yes, Pursuit of
Happiness. Was that his kid?
That
was before The Karate Kid. Karate Kid.
Yeah, and yeah, I will actually say The Pursuit of Happiness is an awesome fucking movie.
But yeah, it is. So anyway,
but notice how that's not about his kid. That's about him.
That is about him dealing with the situation.
I like the kid in both of those. I was like, okay, I'm up to seeing this guy doing in a sci-fi. I want to see this kid.
Here's the thing, the concept of After Earth is kind of cool. I will freely acknowledge it is the person who made it that's dragging it down for me. I'm like, I want to see it. I'll see it eventually. It'll probably be in my living room. I don't know. I can't get excited about seeing an M. Night Shyamalan movie anymore. I saw the first 10 minutes of The Last Airbender. I like Avatar, The Last Airbender, the show that it's based on. That movie was shit. And it wasn't even because, oh, they changed this, they changed that. I didn't get far enough into it to talk about it. From what I saw, it was fairly accurate to the TV show. It was just horrible.
I don't know. I liked that movie. I'm not saying it was a great movie, but I sat through the whole thing, and I was entertained.
You are the first, I haven't seen it, but you are the first person out of like 20 different people I've heard opinions from on Shyamalan's Airbender that didn't think it was absolutely terrible.
I mean, yeah, you would be the first parts, one for me too, yeah.
There are parts in it that I really was like, okay, well, that's dumb.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not connected to the cartoon series or any other part of it. So,
the point that I'm making was
it's relevant.
I wasn't actually saying, oh, he's shitting all over the cartoon. No, the part that I saw was still fairly accurate to the cartoon. I had no beef with that. I just thought it was a very shitty movie.
What was the other movie that you walked out of a theater on?
Well, I didn't actually see Last Airbender in the theater, so I didn't walk out of that.
Well, like saying, oh, well, okay, I started to watch it, and I only got 10 minutes through. Well, that's happened to me. That's because, oh, well, I have to go, you know, I got to go to a movie or a meeting, or I got shit to do.
Mm.
That doesn't mean it's a bad movie. It means I just had other things, and I wasn't dedicated to watching it.
But what I'm saying, I stopped watching after 10 minutes because it was a bad movie.
Yes, but how many movies do you walk out on?
That's what, actually, I think that emphasizes my point. I almost never walk out of a movie.
I've walked out on a couple.
I've almost never walked out on a movie. That's not something that I do.
What was the one? I know there was one other than this. What was it? You've told me this before.
One that I walked out on, but I walked out on it because it was so effective. It was Rosewood, and it was it had pissed me off because the movie was good enough that it had actually affected me. But I walked back in. I just needed a breather because the movie was pissing me off.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I wasn't very fond of white people for about 10 minutes, and I had to walk out of the theater.
I would never guess that about you.
Like, that's different than any other day. Steve.
Exactly. Yeah, I walked out on Daredevil and some movie where she was passing notes in her letter in her mailbox to her.
The Lake House.
Yeah. Oh, God. I got out of there so fast.
I walked out of the Lake House before I started outline
of myself in my seat.
I kind of walked out of the Lake House before I started watching the Lake House.
Well, you know how
I saw the trailer and was like, "No, I'm out. I'm done." That's why I've never seen The Notebook.
I'm sure you know how it is.
I walked out of The Notebook too.
You got one of these lady friends in your life, and they're like, "Hey, we should go watch this movie." And you're like, "Okay, well, you sat through Beavis and Butthead. I guess I owe you one."
Yeah.
That's
fine,
true.
I made you watch Supernova. I'm sorry. Let's go see your chick flick.
Well, the funny thing is, I can still enjoy a good chick flick, but if a chick flick is bad, like a lot of things, there's something. It's like Chinese food. Chinese food can be really, really good, but when it goes bad, it's really bad. It's just terrible.
You gotta tell me twice.
Yeah, I know, right? To you, that was just called food, though, for like a year. That wasn't even Chinese food.
Man, I tell you what. In case you don't know, I was in Hong Kong for the last 2 years, and I'm obviously back in studio with all of my podcasting mates. But let me tell you.
In Australia.
Well, that's true. I did stop off in Australia for a little bit.
Yeah.
Australia, pretty freaking sweet. To any or all of our Aussie listeners, all one of you, good on you. Well done. Great country.
That's
one billionth of it in my travels. But what I saw was top notch.
That one neighborhood that I was in was pretty fucking sweet. But anyway, you were saying.
Yeah, you know, Hong Kong is a very Western Chinese town, and they do a lot of American stuff there, just not the same way Americans do it. And, you know, that was a hard lesson to learn. That's all pretty much I want to say about that.
Okay.
if you know me, that's fine. We'll come. We'll talk about it. But it's not really show content.
Don't cock tease the podcast. Why would you do that?
All right, let's do this. You want to go there? Let's do this. All right. So they got Pizza Hut there. Pizza Hut's popular. All right. But they don't have red sauce on the pizza. I mean, it's an option if you really want it. But let's just say you wanted to get the full effect of how it's different. That red sauce has got to go. We're not putting red sauce on. You know what we're going to use instead? Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, hold on. We got a long way to go still.
Threw up in my mouth a little.
And you know how You know how they got the stuffed crust?
There is a whole branch of pizza making in Italy that uses, white cream sauce instead of red sauce. They do both.
No. There's a difference between white cream sauce and Thousand Island.
This ain't Alfredo.
I can see how you would get there from here, but, that's all I'm saying.
Well, you hold on tight because we're not quite off the ground yet.
All right, hanging on.
So you know how we have the stuffed crust pizza, Pizza Hut tradition? All right, now imagine that is salmon cream cheese stuffed in there.
Okay. No, you lost me. I'm falling.
Yeah. And so then on your pizza, you can't have things like, pepperoni and sausage. No,
we're not doing that. At this point?
No. Well, because then there might be some redeeming, like you could pick off a pizza that was true. Like that. But now.
Crickets and.
It's salmon again, because that's the theme of this pizza. And scallops. And corn and pineapple.
Seafood and corn. That's what I think of.
I was kind
of
almost pulling it together until you said corn. But
see, here's the thing. Salmon. No, pineapple. Salmon is probably one of my favorite foods. I don't want that shit on pizza. It's the conversation that I've had with a lot of people. I can like one thing and like another thing that doesn't mean I want that shit combined. Yeah. This is why I don't like pineapple and pizza.
So these are actually two of my favorite foods. A scallops for dinner or, as a side or something. You don't go to Pizza Hut for that shit.
Yeah.
I just want to imagine the smell in that Pizza Hut of a salmon getting baked in an open pizza oven. Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
No.
So are you glad we went there? Are you glad? So if you can stomach your salmon pizza, then maybe you can stomach After Earth.
Have you guys seen? Okay, so we know how you and I feel about Last Airbender. Have you seen Lady in the Water?
I don't think so.
I thought that movie was terrible. I know you don't feel as strongly about that as I do. I thought that movie was terrible.
I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't think it was terrible. It was okay.
But I think we can all agree on the trees are trying to kill us movie, right? That movie was fucking ridiculous.
The Happening.
I can't even remember the title. The Happening. I think we can all acknowledge that movie was just shit.
Well, okay. All right. No, I cannot acknowledge that the movie is shit. I can acknowledge that I think that the movie is shit, but the basis of the movie... The hippie bullshit, which is the movie, which is the earth has gotten mad at us, and so it's going to do this thing. All the trees are going to talk and make us kill each other or kill ourselves. I just can't get behind that.
Okay.
I can't get behind that at all.
You know what? Zombies, you're okay with.
Yes.
But trees conspiring to kill us is just impossible.
That's exactly where we're at.
I'm right with you there.
You know what? I actually don't have a problem with this concept because, you know what? Even if you don't want to get into the whole, blah, 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 we're doing all that, whether or not you believe that shit is real, we have spilled enough oil that I see that the fucking planet might be pissed. I have no problem with the concept. I just thought it was handled wrong. Like, I don't really have a problem. Like he said, I watch movies with fucking zombies or Superman where the fucker can fly. I don't have a problem with the idea.
Wow. That whole flying thing really bothers me.
I have because it makes
quite
no
a bit,
sense.
Doesn't it?
How does it make no sense?
Okay, that's a whole other topic. Let's finish this one.
And then we'll get vision, but that's great vision, perfectly fine.
Oh, no, I'm saying all of that shit makes no sense. I just always mention flying because it's the thing he's always doing. He only occasionally has heat vision.
X-ray vision. You pick X-ray vision. I can understand X-ray vision. Flying, that's a standard. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
I mean, I've seen a plant kill a mouse. I have never seen a dead human kill anything, at least not directly.
You've never seen us travel faster than light, but you love space.
He's not saying that he's got a problem with zombies. He's saying he's trying to figure out why you can buy zombies more than you can buy this.
Yeah, because
that's the argument that he's making.
There have been cases of killer plants that maybe don't kill humans but kill other types of things. Killer zombies are completely fictitious.
Have you seen The Happening?
I haven't seen.
Okay.
So let me make my point. Right. Do you know how the plants kill people in The Happening?
Like the corn and children of the corn are just gonna reach out and grab people.
No.
So apparently the grass did it start with the grass? It started with the trees and it
Something
went to
like
the grass,
that.
Right?
The wind would blow.
Yeah, it was basically like a pollen.
The wind would blow, and it would spread. It would send this pheromone that would make people just suicidal, like violently suicidal. So basically,
well, that actually makes a lot more sense than a plant wrapping around your neck, because plants don't actually have
not
muscles.
A whole lot more sense.
It, so. it really
of all the weird shit that I've heard about in nature, I could see that. As a defense mechanism.
You can see
listen,
that.
There's a goddamn the fungus that can control a goddamn ant. I have no problems with this possibility.
Yeah. I have problems, but not any plant life on the planet. Realm of a science fiction movie, it's nothing, not a deal breaker.
I think I'm with him on this one. And my thing is that I'm not saying that I believe this is going to happen, but in the realm of a science fiction movie, I won't call bullshit.
No, I'm perfectly willing to accept
that's
it's
pretty
a terrible
exceptional
movie.
Bullshit. There's
nothing conceptually wrong with Battlefield Earth as far as its science goes. It's just shit.
I have already stated that my dislike of The Happening, and if you want to play this back, you will hear this. I didn't say that the movie was shit. I said that I thought it was shit because I didn't like the premise, right? And whether I have a good reason for not liking the premise or not is irrelevant to the point that that's why I disliked it.
Okay.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that M. Night Shyamalan can't make a good movie just because he made one that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Which is the overarching thing that I'm trying to get over here. Now, the way they explain it is apparently the plants have just been sitting on this biological weapon of their own.
That would biological weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, it's biological weapon of mass destruction. And apparently one day, apparently we spilled, you know, after the Exxon Valdez and the Gulf of Mexico, the BP oil spill and all the, just pouring mercury in rivers and Chernobyl. And after all that, apparently there's one extra drop of oil and the plants were like, you know what? That's too fucking much.
I was gonna let this go. I mean, you cut down like my whole family in the Amazon. I was gonna let that shit go.
Exactly.
I was gonna let that go. But you know what?
Well, don't
you squatted a bee.
It's fucking No. It's just like Poltergeist. Where does all that oil come from? It's ancient compressed dead vegetable matter that is converted into those hydrocarbons. This is all grave desecration. You're digging up the plants' graves, and they rot, and all the plants get together and said, oh my God.
Oh, come on now, Brian. If you're going to get upset about something, it's got to be something that's at least somewhat legitimate, right?
All I'm going
to
say is
like they chop down trees to make toothpicks, and you can't fucking stand the idea that your whole family got turned into little round sticks so humans can pick the meat out of their teeth parts.
The Happening was basically full-blown treevenge.
No, because in The Happening, trees didn't rape anybody.
That's true. No.
So
okay.
Apparently there's a movie called Treevenge.
Yes.
And you three have suffered it.
I looked away for large hunks of it.
Yeah.
Very good. In the aftermath,
it was shown to me at a later event. But yes.
So this is an epically bad movie.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's a short. It's like a...
I see.
A college...
College project?
College project type. It's that level of film.
Right?
Yeah, it's on that level. Okay. It's basically about the trees rising up after Christmas.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. And it's all the Christmas trees saying, you know what? I'm sick of us getting chopped down and my kids being burnt so these fuckers can put garland on us. And so... They just, you know, they crush babies and smash cats.
Sounds like a peach.
Rape a couple people.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah.
I saw a movie that was epically bad.
The Happening?
Birdemic 2.
Now, I've seen Birdemic.
Which also, I believe, had an environmental stint on
it. Did. Oh, yeah, it did.
Once was not enough with the Birdemic. Well,
I missed Birdemic 1.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
that's the only reason he watched Birdemic 2.
I have a question on that. Was Birdemic 2 a direct sequel, or more like they were just doing the story again and ignoring the first one? Oh, so they acknowledged that the first one happened.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what? I don't remember how Birdemic resolved itself. All I know is, did all the birds kamikaze shit blow up?
Did it resolve itself, or did it just stop? did they just stop making the movie?
I was at the point where I didn't even like, has the hurting stopped yet? Oh, it is. Okay.
So,
all right.
Good. There's a caveman and woman in it.
What the fuck?
And a Winnebago and an old movie theater.
Wait, is this Encino Man meets Birdemic?
No. And then there's the La Brea Tar Pits and the Blood Rain and the Backlot. And then there's all sorts of just general movie gaffes, like you can see set equipment. And there's bad cuts and bad lighting and bad sound and bad dialogue.
See, yeah, this sounds like it was made by the same people who did the first one.
Yeah, no, seriously.
And so, there's bad dancing.
It sounds like
when he's describing
there's bad rapping.
When he's describing this, sex scene? I'm having
there
trouble
is bad
remembering.
With cavemen.
Ugh.
As he's describing this, I'm having trouble. Like, I feel like we're still talking about The Happening. Well,
I recommend seeing it. It's so bad that the entertainment value you get from going, holy crap, this is a bad
movie. You
know,
we thought that as well when our group watched the original, the Birdemic. We're like, well, this is so bad. This has got to be awesome. And about halfway through, you go, you know what? There's a threshold where if it gets worse than this, it's no longer fun.
You know the part that's the roughest?
You know him. Oh. I can only distinguish him by using his last name, so I won't. But after we watched Birdemic, he was like, that movie raped me. I just.
You know, rape is a pretty heavy word to throw around.
That's okay. How he felt.
So the worst part of this movie happens right up front, where there is a solid 5 minutes of a dude walking through Hollywood. 5 minutes. Now, it doesn't sound like a whole bunch.
I think they just remade the first one.
I really do.
But I don't know. Five whole minutes.
Wow.
You should do an exercise in self-flagellation and watch the first one.
What the hell are you talking about? Flagellate your own damn self.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
I bet it does.
I do not think that word means what you think it means. I don't know why I said that like Yoda. Means that word to not. I don't know.
So I saw Oblivion and quite liked it. So
why are you going to start us on something good? We're almost done.
Yeah, we're bitching about fucking hard. Yeah,
this is bad.
Really?
Movie talk.
You want to keep talking about Birdemic? Okay, we'll keep.
No, we're, not, we're actually just going to finish the podcast.
I was going to finish off by bringing it back to
downloading, subscribing.
Go see Oblivion. Watch this from your top
mind. See Oblivion. We'll talk about Oblivion later. These other fuckers need to see it because I don't want to ruin anything for them.
No, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to spoil it. It's
a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Oh, it's double thumbs up.
Double Brian, thumbs
best
up.
Best Tom Cruise movie.
I think the issue is we're trying to close out the thing and you're starting a topic that'll take like half an hour.
So thank you for downloading, listening, and subscribing.
I don't give a shit.
We have a website. It's scifishow.net, and that's all you really need to know. Until next time, I'm Steve.
This is Michael.
This is Patrick.
This is Brian. Spoon!
See ya.
Wow.
Why is it that now that you're local...
No, see ya.
No. Now that you're local, the pimping is just the... You had plenty of time to pimp in China.
All right, see ya.
Now that you're here, there's no pimp. It's like,
we're getting low-quality pimping. We're getting American pimping.
That's what it is.
He had the whole thing written down on a sheet of paper by his monitor. He had that memorized. Now that he's here and we can't use his cheat
card. I came to
a
realization. I've got it all organized on a website. Just go there. You can't remember scifishow.net? Go there.
When he was in another country, he was working harder. Now that he's back in America, he's got lazy.
We got Facebook. We got the Google+. We got email. If you can't find us, you're just not trying.
Now he's getting belligerent. He really is.
We're on
American.
iTunes.
They're coming to America.
You know, I'm thankful for the listeners we have, you know. And if you want to help the show, what you do is you find a like-minded individual and you tell them about it. The word of mouth advertising is the only kind of advertising we have. We got no money in this game. We're not getting rich. So just tell a friend.
Wait, hold up. I gave you $30 for advertising.
Yeah, and the part of the deal was you shut up. Don't want everyone to get a discount.
About it. I earned that $30. Shut your mouth. Okay, now I'm done. See ya.